I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Parts of India are drowning in a record-setting monsoon season. This week, the city of Kolkata suffered its heaviest rainfall in 39 years. In Punjab, farmlands nearly the size of London and New York City combined are underwater. Raina Miller with Mission India says their local partners are ready to respond with Christ's comfort.
Once the flooding subsides and people start to rebuild, we're able to welcome kids into Bible clubs and welcome illiterate adults into literacy classes where they can maybe even gain skills to help them build back and find new jobs that'll land them in a better place than even where they started. And then our church planters will be around ministering and encouraging people who are devastated as they deal with this loss.
Pray for Indians to turn to Jesus for strength. And seeing scripture in sign language is a transformative way for deaf people who are cut off to see God's personal love and interest for them. Many deaf people do not know they can communicate with God. Rob Myers with Door International says,
and that's one of the beautiful things about the gospel is that Jesus gives each of us direct access to the Father through his grace and his sacrifice, that we have the opportunity to boldly come before God's throne and ask what we need and commune with him. And that same opportunity exists for deaf people too.
When deaf people see scripture in their heart language, they have an opportunity to share the gospel with other deaf people. Please pray for Door International's work as they reach deaf communities who may not know about their unique purpose in God's story. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.